This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back to the second guest show. Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. We'll be here till 6:30 tonight. At 6 o'clock, we'll make the change. Pelicans-Hawks pregame will be on WWL, and at 6:30 it'll be tip-off time. Bobby and I will go on 105.3 FM. He's here with us each and every Monday night, Mr. Dave Hilbert from the Silver Slipper. Dave, thanks for joining us.
Oh, man, great to be here.
At least LSU won this week.
Oh, yeah, at least LSU won. I thought we'd have a Saints three-game win streak, but just wasn't meant to be.
No, and even Tulane, man, defensively. Man. Oh, they got tore up. We talked to Coach Summerall tomorrow. But, man, their defense, and we talked about it all week long, the speed of Memphis on offense, and, boy, did they take it to Tulane.
Well, the thing is, that's where I was discouraged because, look what you played for. You get to host a championship, a conference game. Now you got to go to Army. But then you look at possibly being in the Final 12 in the postseason, but not so fast.
Yeah, it slipped away.
And Mike, so what surprised you most about that game? Because, I look at Memphis, and they were like, okay, the quarterback and offensively, they'll be able to get things done. Do you think Tulane's offense should have done more against Memphis's defense?
Okay,
or what?
Okay, you can't turn the ball over three times inside the 10-yard line. Okay. Come on, you just look at that.
Right.
And how that occurred. But they had no answer to Memphis's offense. Running the ball or throwing it. Defensively, had really no answer to it at all. And you can't turn the ball over as much as what the Green Wave did. And drop passes, too. I think there was 3 to 4. What you want, Mensa to do. You want him to throw it and catch it, too?
They had the right quarterback.
And their little running back from Memphis had a great game.
He sure did. He was the leading rusher. Goes to show how crazy the transfer portal is, NIL. He was the leading rusher for South Carolina last year. He throws himself into the transfer portal. who Memphis beat out for him? USC and Oklahoma.
Well, they paid him that much money, Mike? Or just
paid him that much that he went to Memphis instead of Oklahoma and USC.
Now,
think of that.
I would not have guessed that.
Yep.
You know, who's going to step up to the plate? And, you know, Dave, when you look at high school playoffs, I know you keep track of that and all. You look at Ed and the Car and how awesome they've been. But you know what? I kind of want to see Ed and the Car against Ash from Alexandria. You know, who could keep up with Ed and the Car? Because they wax everybody. You know, you could look at the Catholic district.
Nothing's
and all that.
Close.
Right.
Nothing.
But, Mike, I heard the Ash might have
Ash is pretty good.
That might have the athletes maybe that could keep up with Ed
and
the Car.
And then Shaw's got a pretty good team this year.
Right? Yeah, well, they got the right coach.
Yeah, yeah. No question.
Wherever he goes, they win. You look, what he's done through the years, and you look at Shaw now, you know, the suspension with University High and all that, you know, look at
that. That's opened up the door pretty good.
Yeah, now is St. James, Mike, or
and they got Destrahan, Edie White on the bayou. Well, Edie White's on the bayou, Destrahan's on the river.
But you look at Edie White, they come in a big win against Vanderbilt, twice, and it's hard to beat a team twice, and it was very close games, but they came
very,
out.
Very, very close. Dave, tell us what's happening here at the Silver Slipper.
Man, big shout out to Robert from Covington who won that Mustang this week.
What?
Robert's one of our regulars out here on the Monday Night Football Squares, and he won the Mustang. So good. And we have a giveaway of another Mustang the last Saturday in December.
Well, congratulations.
So, Dave,
you beat out all those people from the North Shore for that one.
How you in that number, like with the Mustang? Is it like, what are the odds? Like, is it like?
Oh, man, tell you, man, we probably have like a couple hundred thousand entries in the drum.
Whoa.
We have that. So,
whoa.
Yeah, so, I mean, because people have been earning entries for an entire month. So it's a big deal. We usually have about 500-600 people that are participating in the drawing that are here on property.
Okay.
You have to be here.
You have to be here to win.
You have to be here to win. Exactly.
What color was that Mustang?
It's a white one.
A white one?
It's been parked outside. He hadn't decided what he wants to do yet. It's going to take the car, take the free play cash option.
Man, this was years ago.
Taxes or what?
Well, you got to figure that out.
Yeah, man, exactly.
4Kate and I were doing a TV show, and we could get in the Mustang. The thing was to get out.
Yeah, I know.
That was the difficult part of doing it. But, man, you know, once you learn how to kind of get in and out, getting in is one thing. Getting out, it's almost like a space capsule.
Camaro's not much better, man.
Joey's in front of us. He can tell you.
You know, I got to tell you a quick story. You're talking about getting in and out of a car. We had a guy, John Carker.
I heard
from Oklahoma State. And all of a sudden, he was so excited because he made it, and he could rush the pass. He had like 28 and a half sacks. In the USFL, we played 18 games. So he had like 28 and a half sacks in a season. Now, you want to get double digits. So he was so excited with his money, he went by a Ferrari. Now wait. But he couldn't fit in it. He was like almost 6'6". And I'm like, I go, Carco, what are you doing? I go, you can't even fit in this Ferrari. I'm like, how are you going to ship this thing and all that? And he goes, well, Bobby, look how good that car looks. Go, so what? I said, you're not going to move? You're just going to stay in the parking lot? But it was amazing. So after we won the championship, Dave, you're like this. And he shows up at the team meeting. You know, they got the team meeting. It's now 1984 season. And he shows up. But he has this Jerry curl, and then he has this white glove on, and he goes, Bobby, look at me. I'm like a big Michael Jackson. and he was moonwalking in front of the coach and all that.
Oh, man.
And now you talk about a guy, ain't no fat on him. He's about like almost six, like 250, and yoked.
He was in Oklahoma State, so I could see where Jim Stanley was.
Yes, from Oklahoma State. And then he would say, well, Bobby, what do you do in the NFL?
He got suspended.
No, let me tell you, he goes to the Oilers and the Dolphins. He smoked pot every day, and they weren't even drug testing. He was on the probable cause list, and they weren't even trying to catch him. He could not. No, it would be like Bob Marley or whatever, somebody playing professional football every day. I said, Clark, you can't wake up every morning and hit the bong. Come on. You cannot do that because they're going to end up testing you. But he was that talented a player. That's why you never heard about him in the NFL, because he was getting full every day and he couldn't. And Bum Phillips.
Bum brought him to the Saints for a while and thought he could play.
Yeah, the Oilers, then he went to the Dolphins. But listen, he couldn't pass the drug test, and they wouldn't even test it for drugs. They had the test, and they weren't even trying to catch him, and he couldn't help it. No, it was like, and that's why. How did I go off on that tangent?
About the Mustang.
Oh yeah, the Mustang. How you can't fit in a car? He was like, you can be so big. It depends what kind of car you can fit.
Yeah, exactly. Dave, tell us what's happening here, because man, the holidays are coming up with Christmas, New Year's Eve. What's happening here, New Year's Eve, and also
we brought back live entertainment. We just started this past weekend, and this weekend we have a New Edition band out of Gulfport, which is a great. We're the R&B band. And New Year's Eve, we had
the lady. That's a lady that was a lead singer for that, wasn't she? One this weekend.
Oh yeah, the one this weekend. Ladies, the Tease Me Band, really good band. They'll be back. But yeah,
wait. The band's called Tease Me Band.
Tease Me Band, man.
That's your favorite band. Tease Me Band.
Tease Me Band.
I know, but Dave loves that.
Yeah,
Tease Me.
Yeah, the Kelly's their lead singer. Kelly's good.
Okay. I was trying to think of a name, but it was Kelly. I got you. And what you got here New Year's Eve night?
New Year's Eve, Joni Capretta, Baytown Groove out of Bay St. Louis, a really, really good band, good variety band.
And so if you want to eat here at the Blue Bite, you better get a reservation. You best do that. But everything's going to be served here buffet-wise.
And the, buffet, I'm sure we're going to have Dungeons Crabs back on Christmas Day like we did for Thanksgiving Day. Okay. And then they also have your regular traditional holiday food, turkey, things, ham, et cetera. So.
And, you know, Dave, Blue Bayou is as good as it gets.
Exactly. Very good. Man, the steak's there.
If you want to get exotic dining and then get any better on the Gulf Coast of the Blue Bayou.
Yeah, exactly. And they always have great fish in there as well. Yeah. Steak and seafood. Exactly.
Dave, thanks so much for joining us. Come on down to the Silver Slipper. We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Welcome back to the Second Guest Show. Mike to tell you along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Let's go back to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text lines. Go to Hollywood and Thibodeau. Hollywood, in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Bobby. Hey, Mike. How y'all making out?
All right, brother. How you been?
What's up, Hollywood? You out with Fushon, or are you off of work, or what?
No, I'm still at Thibodeau. I got to go back to Wednesday, and I'm going to give a shout-out to E.D. Yeah, give a shout-out to E.D. White Cardinals on that hard-fought win against All Tribe Vanderbilt. That was a good high school football game Friday night.
No, that was twice. Two hard-fought games, and you went in the regular season, you went in the postseason, so you got to give E.D. White credit. It's hard to beat a team twice. So you were in that number? You were in that number, Longshoreman, or what? Not Longshoreman.
Yeah,
Hollywood.
Hollywood.
They got Longshoreman on the blink. Yeah, Hollywood, you were at the game? Okay.
Yeah, I was at the game Friday night. It was kind of cold, too. But
didn't play, can he? That running back? Ooh, Lord, for Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt returned that kickoff, or y'all's opening kickoff. That was, eye-opening. So, and then E.D. White had two fumbles. So, Vanderbilt had their chances to win, but E.D. White came out there, and they move on to Leeville Friday night at E.D. White. So that's going to be another good game Friday night.
Now, is that Leesville?
Leesville.
But by Fort Polk, right?
Yeah. Right. Leeville, right.
And it's not Fort Polk no more. They had to change the name.
He did change it.
It wasn't politically correct. I don't know, Fort Polk and all. But at Leesville, I know that area. That's around Alexandria and all that in West Louisiana.
They have some talent over there.
You know, they have talent. You know who's the most famous NFL player from Leesville? Kevin Mawai. You know, his dad's in the military.
And he was there because his dad was at
Leesville. Kevin Mawai. Right. So, yeah, they're going to have some players there.
And, Bobby, I want to congratulate on Coach Rebo from Nichols State. He retired. We're going to miss him deeply. And they got to build him a statue in front of Kedry Stadium to represent him, since he did a good job for Nichols State throughout his 10-year career.
Nobody's coached as well as he did there.
Without a doubt.
And what he did. You think about it, 3 Southland Conference championships, 4 trips to the playoffs, and he put the he laughs all the time because it's from the movie Invincible. He put the sound back in Guidry Stadium. Man, people were going there. I mean, he had Chase Forcade and Sully Lesh and a bunch of other guys that he brought in. And I remember the day he got hired, I'm sitting there listening to him, and he was like, "We're going to make this a Louisiana school." Because of the fact they had coaches before that were going way outside Louisiana. You look at it, I think he had 88 guys from the state of Louisiana on that roster this year.
Well, Mike, like you said, in Hollywood, you look at 4 playoff appearances, 3 Southland Conference championships over a decade. That's the proof in the pudding. He leaves Nichols all-time leader in victories with 57 in conference play. So when you look at it, the Colonels posted a 48-30 mark in the Southland, highlighted by championships, Mike, 2018, 19, 23. So if you look at Coach Rebo, he wrapped up his career 55-39 record against FCS competition. And look how well, like last hurrah, look how well, and they went until the beginning of the third quarter when they played LSU.
Yep.
Look how close that game was. So I give Coach Rebo a lot of credit.
Yeah, he did a great job there. And, you know when it's time to leave. And I think he had been thinking about this. And the way the season played out, it was disappointing. And
does he have grandkids?
Oh, yeah. He's got a couple of new ones, too. A couple of new grandkids.
So he wants to probably be involved in their life. And But
he had asked me, Mike, how did you like retirement? You know, because I was doing something before I came back and worked at WWLS. I didn't like it. And my wife was, "You miserable here. You better go do something." And I think he'll be that way, too, for a while. You spend time with your kids and your grandkids, but that you're not going to your office. You're not going somewhere. And that's a big void in your life, not to do that. And so I said, look, Pete Jenkins has the grace line. He said, "Mike, I retired 6 times, and I'm still coaching."
Yeah.
84 years old.
Yeah, you're just looking for your niche and that what you could do and how you could contribute. Coach Rebo, I remember, Mike, his older brother, Rusty Rebo.
Rusty was with Nichols, All-American, and he played with the Saints.
And then he blew out his knee, and I think he didn't end up making the team. But, no, he was a linebacker. He could knock a snot bubble.
Hollywood, thanks so much for the call. We appreciate it. Let's go to Big John in Mid-City. Big John, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. I hope you all had a very good Thanksgiving.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing very well, but of course I'm sad, like most of the Houdat Nation is, if not all the Houdat Nation at Taysom Hill, and we want to wish him a speedy recovery. Got to hear the doctor and understand that it's going to be a long haul, but if anybody's going to be the one to, you know, make it shorter, it's going to be Taysom Hill, because we've said it numerous times, the man is in perfect physical shape, even at 34, and there's no way in Hades that he is going to be going off into the sunset after this. So, and also to Saul DeVary as well, who was injured, get well soon and all that. But, you know, guys, I'm thinking that really it's time for us, even though the Saints are still only two games out of the division lead in the division that none of the teams really seem to want to win. With Taysom being gone and the injuries that we have, even though some are coming back on the offensive line, is it time for this team to start looking toward the future and talking about next year and maybe calling this throwing the season away, but just simply saying, look, there's only so far we can go with what we have. Do we start turning our attention to 2025?
Well, here's my deal that, you know, you're not going to lay down on that field, because if you want to continue your career, everybody watches what you do. And you know when they really watch you? When things are bad. Not when things are good. Everybody's all in when things are good. When things are bad. You know who's got the big test? Kendra Miller. I want to find out.
Yeah, what the hell he's going to do?
If he can play or not. If not, then I got to move on from him. This is an opportunity for him now. And you're given just a few. But if you're an early round pick, you get more. And my deal is Kendra, he can come off that injured reserve deal this week. You got your opportunity, man. Make the most of it.
Help out Kamara. I mean, come on. I mean, we know what Kamara could do. I ain't worried about him in the future. And now, come on, Kendra Miller. Now, and then even though Jamal Williams eventually, but Kendra Miller especially. What are you going to do? Mike, who's the stud running back? You look at the rookie, what he's been with Tampa Bay. Bucky
Irving from Oregon.
Yeah, what? Okay, Kendra Miller, please do that for us. I mean, hello.
I'd like that if he could.
Right.
But he got to do it first.
No, exactly. And so I'm just frustrated. He need a you-know-what to get off the pot.
That one I agree with you totally.
Come on. We giving you a chance, giving an opportunity. And listen, the Giants are a team, and that's why that game was so important. And it's so frustrating when they come away with a win against the Rams, because that would have been impressive. Like, I think it'd be impressive if we, I don't know, that'd be a major upset, I think, if we beat the Packers on Monday night in Green Bay. But like the likes of where, now it's the NFL, but the Giants and the Raiders, you got to beat those kind of teams. Mike, I kind of thought, I guess my crystal ball, I must have dropped it. Because I thought, I'm telling you, watch at the end of the year, that game against Tampa Bay at Tampa, we've always played good, is going to mean something.
Well, it might mean something to Tampa.
No, right. Maybe we can spoil their
You might mean something to
we
them.
We can spoil their parade.
Man, you watched Atlanta yesterday.
We can rain on their parade.
Oh, my God. That was one of the worst performances I've ever seen from Kirk Cousins.
Four interceptions, yeah.
Bob, I mean, he threw it, a couple of them right to him, too.
So do you think they might?
No,
you know,
it's going to be Kirk.
With Michael Penix? No, because the coach said, you thought about any making a quarterback change? You know what he said? No. He didn't elaborate or anything. He just said no.
No, I think they're going to ride Kirk unless he gets hurt.
Right.
They're going
right.
to ride with him the rest of the season. What else you got, Big John?
Well, you know, it was kind of a strange weekend because I've never really been a fan of Garrett Nussmeier, and I've been a pretty big supporter of Derek Carr. But I got to tell you, Nussmeier showed something to me Saturday night in the game. And, you know, coming back from what appeared to be a horrific-looking injury to his shoulder, and then to come back and just start dropping dimes the way he did was really something else. On the other side, I thought Derek Carr is one of those guys that I think really needs to start proving his mettle, because I didn't think he had all that great a game. I think that last play especially sort of encapsulated holding on to the ball too long and everything, but really the hat's off more than anything to Garrett Nussmeier for that performance and showing that he looks like he really wants to come back next year and improve and maybe take LSU to the playoffs.
He will come back, and who I was really impressed with, because he had played horrendous, Chris Hilton. Okay, Chris, man, and he felt the ire of the head coach.
Hello?
And in two plays he made, man, Nussmeier put it right out there, but he made the catch. And just keep running. My old neighbor, Joe Clark, he would have a fit about receivers that wanted to jump up in the air to make a catch. Keep running. And you saw Chris kept his feet on the ground, and he got was able to make two big plays.
He was the LSU version of Valdez-Scantling.
He sure was.
When you look at it, Mike catching touchdown passes of 40 and 45 yards. Now, he only had two catches, but 85 yards. No explosive, taking the top off the defense. Judge the football in flight. Don't jump too soon. You got to trust the quarterback. So, no, that's a good sign going forward, and he finally stepped up and lived up to his ability.
Yep.
Because you look at heading into Saturday, you look at Hilton was targeted, what, 12 times at an average depth of basically 26 yards, but his longest reception had only been 21 yards. Then he has a 40 and a 45. So, Mike, I'm looking for him to build upon that.
I would hope so, and play that bowl game and try to solidify that. And you know what? He got to seriously think about. I know he wants to play in the NFL. You got to seriously think about coming back.
You got to come back
because you got nothing on the resume
put some skins,
for this year.
Skins on the wall.
I agree with you. Thank you so much for the call, Big John. We appreciate it. We'll be back with more second guests, and we'll have on with us the athletic director from Nicholls State University, Jonathan JT Terrell, right after this break here on the Big 870. WWL. Back here on the second guest show, Mike DeTillo, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Normally, we would have the Tim Rebo segment here, and it's brought to you by Thibodaux Regional Health System, innovation for a healthy future. But Tim made the resignation yesterday, and one of the guys involved with that, JT Terrell, Jonathan Terrell, athletic director at Nicholls State. JT, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. Bob and I were talking about this, the impact Tim had in Thibodaux at Nicholls State and to win three Southland Conference championships and to go to the playoffs four times. And I'd always tell him, you know, in the movie Invincible, it's about bring back the sound in Guidry Stadium. He did that. And like no one else before him, he really did a fabulous job. And also, too, JT, you can elaborate on this, what he did for the community. He was everywhere. You saw him, and he was such a personable guy.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And he was like that when he was here in 97, 95. And it's just who Tim Rebo is. And really, really good to have him in the community. I always talk about, I think the president said it best, they talk about a great football coach, but he was even better. He's a better human being out in the community at ball games, no matter what sport, helping all the head coaches around here. He was the – I made him laugh today. He was the pawpaw of head coaches on our staff, and him and James Schilling, when coaches needed to know something, that's the two people that they talked to, and they talked to Coach Rebo a lot with his winning traditions. And so he made a stamp here, man. He did it back in the day, and now in his 10 years here, he really made a difference.
JT, normally when you make a decision personally like this, you've thought about it for quite some time, and I'm sure he's brought it up to you about the possibility that he might retire. And it was a quick decision to elevate Tommy Rybak to the head coaching position. He had been with Tim over 10 years, I know for sure, because he was with him, I think, at UL Lafayette. And,
right.
So how did that process go along with Coach Rybak getting the job? And because you don't have to tell everything, but I'm pretty sure Coach sort of let the cat out of the bag a little earlier than just yesterday.
No doubt. But it wasn't that much further. It wasn't out the bag too much earlier than that. Coach Rebo told his family on Thursday that he was going to retire. I got news on probably Wednesday that he thought it was for sure. Told his family on Thursday. I was being hopeful that he would call me on Friday and say, hey, man, I'm good. I'm not doing it. I'm ready to go back and get after it again. And he called and said, hey, man, I am at peace with my decision. And I said, okay. And so about 2 years ago, Coach Rebo and I talked about, hey, man, I don't want you just to drop this on me. Let's talk about an exit strategy if you retire in the next 5 years. What does that look like? And so we talked about it. I just said, hey, I got somebody on your staff on mine, but do you think that they're ready? I think that they are, but I, you know, it's great to get. I mean, he's with him way more than me, but he's been here for 10 years, and I was able to watch all of his growth, everything, and to watch Tommy at 28 and watch Tommy at 38, it's really been unbelievable. And the way that he is out in the community, the way he's with these student athletes and all that stuff, and it's been really, really. It was amazing when we both just kind of looked at each other and he said, "Tommy is the brains, my brother." He said, "He will get it done." And I said, "Well, that's what I thought the whole time." And so it was easy. And I tell you, so for a year and a half, I told Tommy that he would be a coach in waiting. And he acted as such, as Rebo's associate head coach. And we just kept, you know, just kept rolling and knowing that that day would come. Didn't know it would be this soon, but I tell you, for me, it was a breath of fresh air to know that that was already done. Think about today's world. If you don't have a coach within 3 to 5 days, every day, a kid in the portal. And so I just thought about how important it was for somebody who knows Nicholls State University for what it is, the culture that Tim Rebo built, the opportunities that these young men have when they come here, and to really understand, you know, what I'm about. And there's nobody that knew that. We can do a national search, and nobody knew that like Tommy Rabecki. And so we're so pumped up and so excited about him taking the keys of the Porsche and driving it around and getting it even a little shinier.
Now, Mr. Terrell, when I look at, obviously, you got a lot on your plate, you in charge. But when you look at it, be the name, the 11th head coach in the program history. But going forward, you know, you're trying to keep up with the Joneses, and obviously, talk about the significance of the new facilities and what you have to attract. You know, because you look at the proximity of the River Parish and the football talent that you have in this region. You know, Southeast is competing for that same talent. You look at the Riverbell Classic and how exciting that game has been. But it's something to look forward to, that now you can maybe, I don't know if that's the right word, keep up with the Joneses as far as maybe the facilities, that you, locker room and all that you could put forward to prospects that are coming to Thibodeau.
Yeah, Bobby, I tell you, Tim did a really good job. I think about Coach Rebo, and he hates when I say it, but I always talk about the house that Tim built with those players back in the day to start the winning tradition and winning those conference championships. But it's definitely made a difference. I would put it, you know, against anybody in the country when you start talking about FCS football and talking about facilities. I just saw a picture not long ago that somebody posted, and to not have the book vault and the practice facility back there, I was thinking, just looking at the stadium, and I know your son knows about it just like I did by playing here. Things were way different, and now you come to this place, and it is Division I football with some really, really nice facilities that really make a difference to these young men.
JT, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. I've told you this before, but I'll tell you it again. When you're the athletic director at a little smaller college like Nicholls is, you're going to have coaches leave. That's part of the deal. But you've always replaced them with another really good coach. And I just think about what happened in women's basketball. Doobie was kind of an institution there for so long, and then bang, you got a great hire there. I look at Boog, you know, in the men's basketball situation. And
well, the men's basketball had a big win. Well, right, yeah. They just beat UL, right?
And I think about that, you know, and you have Brent Herring now has taken over the baseball team. That's a lot tougher than people might think. Because, you know, it's not like Nicholls is going to pay you a ton of money.
Right.
You got to want to be here for that. And I think you've done a great job selling Nicholls State and Thibodeau.
No, I appreciate it. I appreciate y'all, you know, for all the kudos. But, you listen, it's all about people every day. We have good people, and we keep ourselves surrounded by them. Thanks, Mike, and I appreciate you, Bobby, man. We go Colonels, and we'll keep it rolling.
Thank you, JT. Appreciate it. That was the athletic director at Nicholls State University, JT Terrell, and that segment was brought to you by Thibodaux Regional Health System, innovation for a healthy future. We'll be back to finish off hour number two right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Finishing up here in hour number two of the second guest show, Mike Detillo, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're live at the Silver Slipper Casino beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. If you're in the area, come on by. Tell us hello. Also, you can get a square here on the board. And you can hear that Monday night game on 105.3 FM between Sean Payton and the Denver Broncos play the Cleveland Browns. We'll have another half hour of second guess. It will be on 105.3 FM right after this news break on the Big 870 WWL.